This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Allergy Alert Program. Here we are on the Good Day Program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Optimistically yours, looking around. I have observed over the years that optimists get paid more. Optimists are healthier. Optimists win elections. Optimists feel better, live longer, have happier families, are better at dealing with uncertainty and change. So, can we turn the switch? Can we make more of you optimistic about the day, the times we live in? Don't listen to all of the... We all have a certain measure, I guess, of this hammering away at us. But why let it take over your life? I certainly have my moments, Captain Curmudgeon. For sure. Mm-hmm. Right? We all have those.
We do. But that's important to keep them as moments, not entire days. How often do... There are sometimes significantly bad days. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
But how often do we say something was a bad day when it was really just 5 bad minutes and we missed it the rest of the day?
Right. Exactly. All right. So let's talk about artificial intelligence and the future. I noticed, interestingly enough, that the fellow in charge of AI at Google... Name is Jeffrey Hinton, H-I-N-T-O-N. He has been with Google since they started. He was their man, their go-to guy when it came to artificial intelligence. He quit yesterday. And as he quit, he issued a warning about artificial intelligence, the stuff that he helped to create. He said, at Google, it's all about making money. What enriches the bank account, and they say, Google, that whatever they're working on enriches your lives. I have never been a fan of Google. I don't like the way it's a one-way trip with them. I think I said something to you yesterday, Jay, about having looked for something, and I had to click onto a Google, and now there's all kinds of... Oh, it was Earth
View.
I was looking for
did an add-on tool. Now you have kind of like an additional search bar that keeps popping things up.
Right. And it's all about Google control, and it keeps asking me, do I want to make Google my... what's the term that they use for your...
Like the primary browser.
Yeah, right, exactly. And the answer is no, I don't. But how annoying is it that it keeps asking me that? Well, that's not really the issue here. This guy, known as the godfather of AI, has said he's been speaking openly, and that's why he became uncomfortable at Google, because they don't want him to talk about it. So he has been interviewed by several news organizations as to why he left and what the future. He says he's worried, because the technology that he created could pose a real threat to all humanity. And I've been saying this since the beginning, not that I'm sticking on my chest, oh, Doug, you're so smart. No, it bothers me. So I'm going to say that. This guy's 75 years old. As I said, he's been there developing things. He's in charge of what they call deep learning at Google. And so... he says that what they've come up with is a mathematical structure that will pull patterns from massive sets of data. And anybody who knows, didn't we have a conversation with Jennifer about this last week? She was doing something on the air on her local program in Los Angeles.
And
they went to use it, and 5 seconds later it knew everything.
Yeah, they created this lie and asked it to create a press release about it, and it pulled all this information and did all of these things. And we've been talking about this a lot of this with TikTok and how the back end of TikTok, how it could be used as spying and using this information, and the Chinese government owns it. Well, that same technology, even though it may not be part of the Chinese government or anything like that, a lot of that same technology is used on Google. It's used on Meta and other things. It's not just solely owned with TikTok.
And this guy is not the only one speaking out about it of authority. The two people who are co-founders of the Center for Humane Technology are all over the place with their concerns about artificial intelligence. It could be, if things go along as they are going along, it's conceivable that I could go on the air and criticize artificial intelligence, and somehow or other, artificial intelligence could get to the source of the program and shut it off. That is a real possibility. So I'm here talking, and all of a sudden my voice goes away. You don't hear it anymore because somehow or other some piece of artificial intelligence views what I'm saying as a threat, and so they cut off the threat by shutting down the ways the program is distributed. Any or all of the ways. This is how scary. This is our lifetime that we're talking about. This is not way down in the future. This is like the Jetsons.
Coming like already here and
work. Right.
Elon Musk, who is one of the people who are big in artificial intelligence, is even like, guys, we need to slow down. This is not okay.
We need to stop it. Never mind. Slow it down. And by the way, there is an open letter from the Association for the Advancement of AI signed by 19 leaders of academia, of technology companies, and it warns the public about the risks of AI and the need for collaboration to mitigate some of the things that could happen, changing your healthcare, for example, changing education, changing many different fields, depending on how this is used. Our friends, the Chinese, are trying to develop their own way to advance AI so they can use it to take over the world. That's what's going on. There are a lot of bad actors around, boys and girls, and this is a new tool. This is kind of like a Mission Impossible movie, right? You got to get to the bad guys to keep them from using this, but because it is already so prolific, you got, you know, a lot to think about. And I'm looking at some of the comments here online. Here's a John, somebody identifying himself as John C. says, the problem is not AI or any other technological development. The problem is now and has been that people will use the technology to gain power, wealth, and advantage over others. That is very true. Mm-hmm. So because of this, this week, Senator Edward Markey, who's here in Massachusetts, I usually call him Malarkey because he's full of it, but he and some representatives on both sides of the aisle have introduced this is a bipartisan, bicameral bill called Block Nuclear Launch by AI Act. Think about this. You want to be bothered by when you're having your breakfast, lunch, or dinner today. Think about this. These guys have come up with legislation that would safeguard the nuclear command and control process from being influenced by artificial intelligence to make nuclear launch decisions on its own without any human involvement.
And that's not okay.
Not okay. It's like scary as hell.
Yeah.
When you think about it. Think about that for a second. And the fact that they've come up with this critical focus makes us all think about what other questions do we have and what are we doing to ourselves. Our adversaries are working, as I just said, the Chinese, to create a way to have world domination. So what better way to do it than to figure out how to get into the nuclear shorts of America and use AI to attack whoever, maybe ourselves even. What are we doing to ourselves? And what do you think is going to happen? This is not a good idea. There's nothing good about any of this. So unless you really put up a fight, this is about humanity. I'm not trying to overcook it because I don't think you can overcook this. the ethical reality of creating artificial intelligence is the ethics of it. Never mind the reality of what happens, the ethics of creating something like this. How do you follow? What do you? There's an essay that I saw called Default to Distrust, a new paradigm for engaging with AI models. And in it, the author explores the idea that as there's the generative and regenerative AI stuff. I don't mean to get too much into the weeds, but this is kind of, here's a person that really knows what's going on. He says it's time to consider a new paradigm from default to distrust. In other words, he says the idea that Senator Markey and the others have, they don't want us to be fooled into having a nuclear conflict by artificial intelligence hallucinating. And that's kind of what this is all about. It imagines that there's a threat. Like going back to what I said a few minutes ago, if the artificial intelligence hears me talking negatively about AI, I'm a threat to them, so they eliminate me by cutting off all sources of the audio supply. You got to learn about this for yourself. This should be something, you know, a lot of the pulp that's being taught in public schools and elsewhere, we have, don't even get me started on education and what isn't happening in most of the educational circles. People are being taught, you know, what to think rather than how to think, and, you know, all of the stuff about Earth Day and things that are going on the planet. Many of them are not true. That's an example, but I come up, this is more interesting, it seems to me. Walmart is using artificial intelligence, listen to this, to negotiate prices with suppliers. Apparently, the artificial intelligence can get a hold of, I mean, it can get a hold of any information. So it searches around to find what the competitors are paying for anything that they're selling, and they go back to the supplier and say, well, we know you're selling it to this guy for X, so you better sell it to us for less than X.
And they're set up to be continuously learning and advancing within themselves. It's going to get out of hand very quickly.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. It's 18 after the hour.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
If allergic to SkyRizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptom, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
You're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you've been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Big deal. Yes, it is. I could be talking about the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or I could be talking about the coronation, which takes place this weekend, Saturday the 6th of May, at Windsor Castle. It's a big time. And so there are a lot of people from this side of the pond that have been invited. Apparently Katy Perry is one of them, so she has been replaced on American Idol, because they're doing their live shows now. She's been invited. I wonder who else. Do we have a list of all the Americans that
she's
have been invited?
And so is Lionel Richie.
Oh, so both of them are there. Okay. So listen, this will be a good time, and a big time will be had by all. So are both the sons going to be there? I think mm-hmm. they are, but their wives. I think Megan is staying back here.
Yeah, Kate will be there. Megan's staying back. And then it's on the same day that is Archie's birthday. So as soon as the coronation festivities are done, Harry will head home.
Go back for the birthday. King Charles wants to honor Prince William and Kate Middleton's daughter, Princess Charlotte, with a royal title upgrade. The situation, a lot of this, there's a new book called Our King Charles III, The Man and the Monarch Revealed. The book writes about the king being thrilled when William and Kate had their baby daughter in 2015. And so focus
has
been...
She made history at her birth, too, because she was the first female royal to not lose her place in line by any male heirs born after mm-hmm. her.
So now she's 7. So what does this tee her up? What has Charles done to tee her up, basically? She's got a new title, right? Isn't there's new kind of a title that goes royal, some kind of a royal duchess?
Yeah, there's a hereditary law that he is granting that will give her the title eventually, a Duchess of Edinburgh, which is what the Duke was. Why am I for Princess Anne? No, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Elizabeth II, yes. I don't know why Princess Anne got in my head. She is the, mm-hmm. what's her title? Princess Royal.
Is that what it is?
That's what her title is.
All I can think of when I see. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, normally it's the Duke of Edinburgh, and anybody who marries the Duke automatically becomes a duchess. Well, a duke is the head of a duchess, so she is becoming a duchess in her own right. And when she gets married, I believe her husband would not be a duke, because that's ahead of a duchess. You know what I mean? So it's like she's the top one of this. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's a senior royal dukedom in the royal family.
all over social media. Anytime anybody mentions a Duke, all I can think of in my head is Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl. All right, so that's that silly stuff. Queen Elizabeth's last project has been ended. It's been, what, 7 or 8 months since she passed away? So Prince William and the King are honoring their mother and grandmother. They planted a tree to mark their mother's life at one of her favorite places. I never have been able to pronounce this correctly. Sandringham, I think it is Sandringham. I think it's Sandringham, a place the Queen loved to visit. The Queen has been responsible for planting millions of trees all across the country. And so there was a kickoff in October of 2021 for her Platinum Jubilee, where a lot of trees were planted. And then after she died, more and more people were doing it. Judi Dench was out with Sir David Attenborough to plant trees in support of the project. A lot of other well-known Brits have gone around the country. So Charles and his mother were actually doing this up in Scotland. And so they've planted the last sapling that was a part of their first project. And it became their last project. But kind of a cool thing to remember your mother. A lot of good things to remember about Queen Elizabeth, for sure. So the big royal deal is this weekend.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. A giant dust storm in Illinois is being blamed for a massive traffic pileup resulting in several deaths and at least 30 injuries.
Approximately 20 commercial motor vehicles and 40 to 60 passenger cars were involved. This includes two truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire as a result of the crashes.
Illinois State Police Major Ryan Stark says the dust created zero visibility on Interstate 55 that resulted in a massive pileup in the Springfield area. J.P. Morgan Chase is buying most of the assets of troubled First Republic Bank. The FDIC had taken control of the bank and began working with J.P. Morgan Chase on the sale to protect the deposits of First Republic customers. Cities along the southern U.S. border are worried about an illegal immigrant influx once the COVID-era immigration restriction Title 42 expires on May 11th, the mayor of El Paso already declaring a state of emergency. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The call of the day is to me. Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. Almost 35 past on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Good News Department has the story about a family sharing a love of reading, not only with their own children, but children all around the country in a school bus. How appropriate. A colorful school bus. They turned it into an RV, a recreational vehicle. They brought their four children with them and their dog. They have decided to take a year out of their lives to journey around the country to bring books to underserved children in every single state in our country. It's called the Busload of Books Tour. It's visited 45 elementary schools. The couple gives presentations on how they make books and gifts for students. And there are a lot of people that are certainly supporting this, a lot of donors. This is very gratifying. Look at this. This is,
it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Think about this happening in your neighborhood.
at your school, if you will. So this family, Matthew Swanson and Robbie Bear, they lived in Maryland, and they just took off.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their children with them to bring the message. This is something that's so needed, so necessary for people, and not only in schools, but just in general, getting youngsters to read. You grow, I think back to when I was a child, nobody read to me, but I did read to my children, and they're reading to their children. And so, and I don't say that, I'm not taking a shot when I say nobody read to me. Oh, poor Doug, nobody read to him. Oh, no, that's not why I said it. It just wasn't a reality in my family, in my world. And I was a curious youngster, so fortunately, knock on wood, I was able to, when I went to school, have the teachers encourage me in a way that I'm not sure this is done now. I don't know that it is or it isn't. I just, because I don't have children that are that age, I see how curious my grandson at 8 is and how he's being stimulated, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
By reading and doing things, creating the mind. What's the old expression? A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
It is.
Right? So get them to create. And so this is lots of children's books. 25,000 books they've given away with donations. So this is, I just find this to be very encouraging.
When you
look around, you think about all the discouraging stuff, Jay, that's around. This is very cool, actually.
I don't know if it still exists, but when I was growing up, we had Book It, where it was kind of like a rewards program, and every so many books you would read, you would get a pizza. You go have like a pizza,
really?
Pizza Hut and stuff, and you get this like circle pin that was just so cool, and it was awesome.
I don't know that. I don't know that's. I'm not familiar with that, but I remember reading, going to school. And it was, I did, there was a little kindergarten, but I can't remember really much about kindergarten. I remember first grade and through my elementary school and junior high school, and how much I thirsted for knowledge without really knowing. I didn't wake up and went, I want to know this. It just happened that that's what put my brain into gear. And over the years, your father was talking to me about this yesterday, because I have to do a presentation at the Talkers Convention, and he didn't think that I was that familiar with the topic. He said, I'll school you. So I said, yeah. And fortunately, when I hear things, that's how I learn as much as anything else, although I read stuff and retain it. I'm fortunate because I have a quick mind, have had all of my life. So much of what I'm exposed to, as you hear on this program, ends up being on the air. Some thought, some experience, something that's relevant, hopefully, to the people listening. After all, if it isn't relevant, why would anybody bother to listen? So that's why we tell you these stories, because we think that education is very important, and we're not sure that what's going on in the public schools is really in the best interests of everybody. I say that, I'll say that for me. I won't say that for Jay. I don't put words in her mouth. She says what she thinks and what she knows.
Rather than how to think.
Right.
When children see a lot of different kind of equipment or something, it's not so much, well, I wonder how that works. It's more of a, I wonder what I can do with this.
Yep. Good things. All right. Well, this is not so good. The First Republic Bank was taken over yesterday by J.C. Morgan, the largest bank in the world. And so they took over deposits. But they didn't take over a lot of the other, they were able to pick and choose, and this is being a public bank, it had stock. And so the institutional investors that invested in the stock of the bank, not people that had money deposited there, but stockholders, whether it's a common stock or preferred stock, the value of the stock was $115 last week. It's $3.51. Today, basically, the First Republic Bank doesn't exist anymore, and I'm surprised the stock isn't worth zero, because they're wiped out. And stock investors, not the people who have money on deposit in the bank, that's safe. I talked to a friend of mine yesterday who has a lot of money at First Republic Bank, and he said he thought it was okay. But this is, again, more fallout from the collapse of that bank, the Silicon Valley Bank, and then what was the other bank on the East Coast? I'm now trying to remember. I remember Silicon Valley, but there was anyway.
I'm picturing it, and I can't get to it. Mm-hmm.
So the person, the CEO, James Dimon at J.P. Morgan, says that the crisis is now over. The banks that were most vulnerable have been purchased, and I think that J.P. Morgan was able to, I think they bought up two of the three banks, and they got other banks to put money into these banks to hold them together, and then they took the opportunity, business being what it is, to buy them all up, to buy out the stock and own the stock, and therefore they own the bank. So J.P. Morgan Chase has picked up $173 billion worth of loans and $30 billion in securities. So all this did was make them, they were the largest bank, so they're now just larger. That's all. But this is, you go back to 2008 and remember what a fiasco that was, because the government hadn't done its job, and George Bush was a clown, you know, and when it came to this kind of thing, he didn't understand it. He had bad people around him like Dick Cheney, and so they made a complete mess of this, and that's why when Obama came into office, at first he didn't really know what to do either. Nobody knew what to do. And so that's why the global markets went down as badly as they did, and that's why people called it a recession. In my business, it was a complete depression. It was the worst economy for advertising that has since, you know, people started keeping those records. And so when you look at First Republic's failure, the stockholders are the ones that are not doing too well. Anyway, it's part of the transition.
Well, I thought that there were more laws in place to kind of hinder any potential.
Well, there were laws passed after 2010, but obviously these people were not honoring, they weren't going by the law. You see, here it is again. What I know, my friend, the president of my little local bank, and I were talking about this yesterday, about how the government, both the state and the feds, are all over these little banks all the time. But where are they when it comes to the big banks? Where were the regulators who were supposed to be overseeing what went on at these three banks? They weren't, because they were too big. The expression, remember, from 2010, they're too big to fail? Well, hello, I got news for you. They were too big to fail. And so then we wonder, people say, well, J.P. Morgan Chase, they're buying up all this, so what's going to happen to them? Well, the government wasn't going to seize these banks. Well, they did kind of seize them, but they then turned the assets over, which is something they couldn't do in 2010, as I recall. I don't remember all the pieces of it, but it was all, you know, the government, the government, the government, the government. And so I guess you expect, if the government is supposed to be here to regulate stuff, that they apparently weren't doing the job, and they don't do the job, and not only in banking, but generally speaking, I can talk to the small farmers get it in the neck from regulators because it's easy to go in and chase them around. But the big mega ag companies, they laugh at the regulators. What are they going to do? If you didn't think they were laughing at them, then you aren't paying attention to what's going on these big 20,000 cow dairies that are producing the kind of crap that you're drinking, and the government's not really there at all. Most of them have illegal aliens working in them, and, you know, yada, yada. That reminds me, this week there's a lot of focus in Texas on those six people that were murdered by this other illegal. And so Governor Abbott went out of his way. Well, I don't know if I'd say it's not fair to say he went out of his way, but he stuck his foot in his mouth by calling attention to the fact that people that were killed were all illegals, as if they didn't match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although
it diminishes their
their
humanity.
Yeah, and the sheriff, though, of that county countered the governor by saying these are people that were in his county. My heart goes out to all of them, whether they were illegal or not. They still are human beings, and they have been murdered. So I'm going to go find the guy that did it, and that the guy that did it was another illegal alien. So, yeah, there's, I think I will catch myself sometimes saying this in my own way in terms of illegal aliens or whatever you want to call them, undocumented.
Undocumented citizens.
Political correct way of, they're illegal. They're illegally. I don't like it. I don't like us offering them services. I don't like the fact they can get in here early or without, you know, having to really work at it. Those things I don't like, but they are human beings, and they deserve not necessarily a free ride to come into America, but they don't deserve to get murdered when they come into our country by one of their own. And even if it had been one of their own, this is not appropriate. There's way too much violence here. And that begs the question, what do they want to come here for? There's so much violence. They all, these other countries say, well, look at America, all these. So what are these people coming here for?
Because it's still not as bad as where they are running away from.
Hello. There's a lesson in this for these countries that are saying, oh, why are you going there? From Arizona comes this news. Mother hospitalized after she and her two children were attacked by bees during a family photo shoot. But quick thinking helped protect them. Attack took place in the Buckeye Valley area. Lots of pictures being taken.
Mm-hmm.
The mother rushed to her children to get them out before they got the brunt of all the stings. Right. Yeah. But this is, can happen. You get into an area and you run over a bee's nest. Let's say I've done this on the farm a lot of times. They'll come after you, man, and they'll just whack you. So if you're allergic, bad news. So good for her. She protected her children at the expense of herself. 48 after on Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait. Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Segment of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He invites me to go on with him, and I invite him to go on with me. So we have this mutual admiration society built around trust when it comes to information about food, when it comes to information about your health and your well-being. And I always invite you to go to the podcast that we have, Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. One of the more recent ones focuses on chronic diseases that have increased dramatically in young people, the whys and the wherefores of that, on a Good Day Health Show podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You're still doing your Forbidden Doctor podcast, or is that basically your radio program? What's the
the local radio show now is taking that as it was before.
So how is is there a highlight of that? You still talk about the usual health foods and how to be healthy and all of that. But
They're all recorded there at ForbiddenDoctor.com under radio show.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. We've helped people, again, immensely, courtesy of Dr. Jack. Again, all the information is free at GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever else you get your podcasts. Here's an update on food. This should be something, Jay, that we put into our Food Farm Family website as well. I was asking Jack earlier about evening primrose oil, something that I've been taking for a long time, but I don't remember what he told me about it. So coincidentally, he has been studying healthy fats. So what would be included? You said evening primrose oil is a healthy fat. So what's it come from? If it's
The plant. It comes from the plant evening primrose.
Oh, okay. Because it looks just like fish oil. I don't know that it tastes like it.
Well, it is. It's an important omega fatty acid. It's very fragile. It doesn't last very long. I mean, you have to be careful of the source where you get it from.
Yeah. But standard process that you represent, that's where I get it from. I get it from you, and you get it from standard process. Do they go rancid if you don't take care? Is that what happens to them?
Well, yes, because they break down quickly in the presence of oxygen.
Right.
So they have to, it has to be kept kept away. Usually you get it, well, obviously in the liquid form, in a dark jar, you know, a smoky brown dark jar.
Right.
And you keep it away from heat. And I take about, two or three of them a week. There's other oils that I take more of, like tuna omega-3 for the omega-3 fatty acids.
Something else the standard process has.
Yeah, there's a blood test you can do to find out the level of omega-3 fatty acids that your brain desperately needs.
Right.
And most Americans are not getting the diet that promote good omega-3s. So I supplement with tuna omega, and I think I get that to you as well.
So you and Ken Kronhaus agree on the Mediterranean diet.
For the most part,
it has all the fats in it.
Yep.
Reverses depression. And so, beside evening primrose, what are some of the other fatty, healthy fats that you want people to take?
Anything that is promoted as an omega-3 or omega-6.
Olive oil?
Olive oil is heavy in omega-9.
Yeah.
But it has 3 and 6 and 9. All the oils, all these good plant oils, not the bad things. You know, like soybean and canola. Those are bad oils. They will hurt you. You should have nothing to do with those oils.
Nothing to do with them.
Although they're in most of the processed foods that we eat.
Yeah.
Because of the way they're processed.
Yeah.
The way that they're processed, the good parts of the oils have been removed, and they're tasteless, which is what a lot of cooks and chefs like, because they want oil in their foods for frying or whatever else without taste, so that the taste of the actual, you know, the food that they bring in, the expensive stuff, isn't covered up by the taste of an oil, like olive oil will do.
Yeah.
But olive oil has so many other ingredients in it, besides the good fats, that it's probably the healthiest oil that comes from a vegetable. The healthiest oil. And then all animal fats, almost all animal fats, are very good for you. Don't buy into this nonsense that, you know, the fat that's in a steak is going to end up in the fat in your blood. That's absolute nonsense. But it's sold.
It flies in the face of what you get from a lot of conventional doctors, though, for sure.
Yeah, well, the digestive system doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like people... I can go off in the weeds here in a hurry. But evening primrose, black currant seed, any fish oil, these are all wonderful for the brain.
And you can get those from Standard Process through jack@forbiddendoctor.com. How's that? Jack brought to you in part today by Balance 7. Get it and balance your body. 800-793-9039. It's 59.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.